Hello. Welcome to the second episode of Hatred, Malice, Even. This is actually the first episode because the other one was kind of like a 30-second kind of deal. So this is the real deal, baby. I'm going to try to do an hour. How am I going to do that? I don't know. I just dropped my cup of coffee on the ground. Now, just to show that I'm just my professional qualities, I'm gonna leave that there. Just kidding, I'm putting a towel over it. Jesus fucking Christ. So, I mean, we're here. I don't know what to title this episode because, again, I had notes for this. I did. That's the best part. I had notes, and I actually do have my quick Memo Plus here on my futuristic phone, my LG Stylo. I have a couple of notes here. One of the notes being astrology. Jeez. Actually, never mind. I do have a lot to say there. First of all, I hope you've all had a wonderful week. I know that it's been like 2 weeks since I last recorded an episode. My apologies. I specifically told a great number of you that I was going to record. Like, I kept changing it. It's just that originally I was going to record it a week directly after the first episode. So it was going to be on a Friday. And it was going to be put up around 10 at night. Maybe 9, right? The issue with that arose from that is that on Friday, usually around 7, I always have to, you know, like dress up and be busy. So that kind of sucked because, you know, I have people to talk to and, you know, just kind of doing a podcast that my friends listen to for entertainment is, kind of lame, kind of a lame excuse to tell people like, oh, sorry, I couldn't talk to you, man. I was recording my podcast, holy shit, it's 3:33 p.m. Damn, that's like some satanic shit, for sure. God damn, I'm gonna die. Anyways, the reason why it took so long is because I eventually started recording on a Wednesday. My microphone fucked up, and Audacity kind of fucked up too, because it didn't show me the levels properly. It showed me that I was very quiet. When in reality, when I actually went to, you know, fiddle around with it, it sounded horrendous. It sounded like I was eating the mic. It sounded like I was doing this. And, Audacity did not show me that. So, yeah, very tiring, very frustrating. I had about 20-ish minutes of footage. That was a third of the episode that I had fully recorded, and I was editing, and too bad, so sad. Anyways, astrology, Jesus. I want to make a full disclaimer by saying that I'm okay with the idea of astrology for like a kind of like a hobby. I'm okay with the idea of like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I guess this is somewhat accurate. People have made the points that it's not really that accurate and it's just very general statements already. I don't have to make that point. I think even the people who do it know that. I don't think, from my experience, most of the people who do it just kind of do it as like a neat thing, right? It's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. The same goes with like just like simple ass tarot card readings. I'm not talking about just astrology, although it is the precursor to this conversation. I'm talking about just people who think that being spiritual means diving into paganism and into like hidden or cursed knowledge, or just being assholes to people who believe in like just monotheistic beliefs. It's insane to me. Interesting. I was waiting on an Xbox party. My friend Christian is here. What's up, Christian? I'm recording my next episode of my podcast. What do you have to say to that? What's up? What's up?
What's up, dude? How's it going?
We're good. All right, cool. Everything's recording fine here on OBS. Okay.
Line.
What I was talking about earlier for like the 5 minutes that I was talking at first was like astrology and stuff like that, and how it's a little frustrating.
Astrology?
Yeah, but how it's a little frustrating.
Or your class, or like in general?
Astrology? I have a class for astrology.
Arnold, do you?
Don't think so. No, I don't.
You should, bro.
Yeah.
You would understand it. Then
Word.
wouldn't be complicated.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, no, basically what I was talking about is
Dude, what if, no, think about it, think about it. What if you become some space nerd, like the biggest, most popular space nerd on the planet,
right.
just because you never understood astrology?
Just because I never understood astrology?
Yeah, just because you were so confused that you actually got into it.
I
That'd be
mean,
crazy.
I suppose.
It'll be like a Mark Zuckerberg of space.
Zuckerberg of space. Damn, I'd be taking planets' information.
You discover planets and then you just start selling them on eBay or something. Eric
That's
wants to buy this planet for like $10,
just a real Christopher Columbus move. I discovered that shit, actually. You haven't even been there.
You start. Oh man.
No, what I was talking about is that,
Don't know.
no. I was talking about how, spirituality has become like a big thing among like specific women, but it's not like being Christian. It's like where they'll like listen to spirits and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like they'll like they swear that they do, and in some cases they really do try to set up like satanic shit. And yeah. Also, I don't know if your microphone died or what's up there.
Oh no.
Okay.
I was just confused as to what you mean by spirit. Are you talking about horoscopes?
Not horoscopes. I'm talking about more than just astrology. I mean, okay. Let's start there. Astrology wise, I think it's very frustrating that it's becoming more and more of a mainstream thing. Because
Yeah.
personally, I have gone to libraries and stuff before. I used to go to the public library a lot, and there was a lot of books
Lying, bro.
yeah, you're right.
We're lying,
I
bro.
would just go for the food court that was near it.
There you go.
There you
There
go. Obviously.
you
The fat man has to eat. Big boy gotta eat.
Respect.
I used to go there, and there was like a lot of books about it. I got a bit of an interest because I like there were thick ass books. Like they were huge, and they talked really in depth. There was four different books, and they all had different definitions for my star sign, which is Aquarius. And every single one, which are supposed to be actual books, right? Like they were old too. Now the one I remember specifically was one that talked about at the very beginning. It talked about how this woman is like super distinguished in like that community, and how it's like very important to her, how she grew up with it, right? And I thought it was, like that kind of brought me into it because supposedly she had grew up with it and stuff. But it was the one that was like the most inaccurate out of all of them. And it's the one where like the person, the author was supposedly like an actual distinguished, which I mean, I mean, there's no degrees for that, I don't
Just
think.
it's going off emotions, bro. She's like, yeah, I feel like I'm an Aquarius today, so I'm an Aquarius today, you know.
Yeah, it's just.
And she's the type of person to look at the Instagram horoscope and be like, oh, Aquarius likes fish, and then that person's like, I hate fish, I'm allergic to fish, but just for today, She's gonna eat fish. So that whole day, she just spends eating fish, bro.
Just, yeah. I mean, and, well, to me, it's frustrating because just off of that alone, it should tell you how massively different it is. I mean, I've asked people what a Scorpio is, and I've had so many different definitions be spat out at me, right? So, I mean, I'm not talking about people who just joke around with it. Like, if you just joke around with it and it's just kind of like, oh, teehee, like a, you know, like a, I don't know, I guess you could call it a hobby, then I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that because it's like, well, everyone has hobbies and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it's very frustrating when there's people who like, will like tell you about stuff. For example, I had people told me about my current girlfriend. They told me like, oh, you guys actually are incompatible. I've had people tell me that. I've had people that used to tell me that.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
That's annoying. Yeah. That's the annoying part.
And it's like, there's people who genuinely guide their lives that way. And that's insane.
Yeah. That's crazy. Dude, okay, so before I started dating my girlfriend,
right,
that's what I would hear the whole time because, you know, I'm a Leo. That's like my sign.
Right.
And she's a Cancer, right? Mm-hmm. It's Cancer, guys. It's just Cancer. Female is Cancer. Anyways.
Right.
Yeah, so apparently we're not compatible at all because, you know, how it is. But, and she would tell me that, and I was like, shut up. Like, shut up. I'm not gonna, I got frustrated when I first said that because I was like, there's no way she's gonna base like everything off sign, right?
She did.
And she did, guys. And that was it. I was just kidding. But, obviously, she does believe in that kind of stuff, which I mean, I guess it's her hobby, right? She likes doing that. I just hate when people, you know, base everything off of, like, friendships and stuff like that. Because, and it's mainly because it changes their perspective once they figure out what kind of, like, sign they are. So, like, if no one knows what sign you are, and you guys are hanging out fine, all of a sudden she tells you, like, she asks you, oh, what's your sign? And it's, like, something that, you know, isn't compatible with hers. And they switch up. That actually happens a lot more than you guys think. People are like, oh, I'm not supposed to be friends with you because you're against my sign or whatever. And then they'll just switch up on you and start being dicks to you.
Yeah, which is insane.
And I don't like that about the horoscope thing.
I think the crazy part about that is that I remember originally when I first heard about that stuff on Twitter, I used to see a lot of those memes. About like, oh, I told this bitch that I'm like actually like a Cancer or I'm a Virgo or whatever, and now she like swears that we're like destined to be together. And I thought they were just memes, right? Like just like haha funny, you know, kind of situation. And I tried it once because there was this girl who always posted about that shit. And so one time I was like, oh yeah, I'm a Virgo, you know, like obviously that didn't last very long because I told her and she got really offended that I kind of lied to her about that. But she started treating me way better all of a sudden. And it's like, yeah, I can see why you believe in this stuff when you're the one morphing your entire life you into that. That's right. Different. That's different. If it starts working, if it starts being accurate because you yourself micromanage everything about your life. Or I've had people who are like, I'm super stressed out because I'm like, my boss is like this and that and I'm this.
Dude,
and it's like
the ones, oh my god, the ones are like, the moon is not in my favor today, I'm not gonna plan a day for today. It's like, what?
And it's like,
what are you talking about?
And the thing that's the crazy part to me is that I've had conversations with people who tell me shit like, it's because I don't believe in Christianity or Catholicism because it's about control and power. And it's like, well, listen, dumbass, if you're over here telling people I can't hang out with you. I cannot hang out with you because the moon is not in my favor. Like, come on. Is that not more control over you than if a pastor went up to you and told you, hey, don't wear a skirt, whore? I don't know. I feel like there's like
that.
Massive difference. Dude, it's insane to me. It's insane. It's
those like, people are so crazy, man. I swear.
It's such a strange mentality to me that people have. Well, you know, aside from that, not just astrology. I feel like astrology is like the most harmless version of that. Because even those people, they've had moments where they'll be like, oh, okay, you know, this is stupid. I'll just hang out with this person. Especially at
Right.
school, because in school
Right, right, right.
you're kind of forced to be with people in tight classrooms. So that's not really much of an option. In workplaces, that's not an option. So, like, you know, they just kind of hunker down and they wait it out, and they're willing to do that. I've seen that a lot of them are just willing to do that because you have to, right? I mean, you can't just change everything. I mean, I would hope you wouldn't.
Also, think about, wouldn't it suck? Nah, like, think about, wouldn't it suck to just be around people you hang out with, like that you supposedly get along with for the rest of your life?
I think
I think.
that's the best way that you see those people where they always think that they're right and they can never be humbled down. That's why. Because they've never had someone who they somewhat get challenged by or they somewhat clash with. Because those people humble you a lot. Like there's like, you know, there's like you'll have people where they're just cool with you and you're always just laughing and even joking around, you never take anything seriously, but they'll never tell you something to your face, right? And that's because they appreciate you. They don't want to like ruin a friendship with you. And the second you get someone who clashes with you and tells you like, hey, you know what, that shit that you do is annoying, it kind of puts you into perspective. Not to say that like you shouldn't love yourself or you shouldn't like yeah, of course, ignore it if it's something toxic that they tell you. But there's times when someone of them tells you something, you're like, yeah, you're right, I shouldn't have done that. And that usually happens when someone like that is in your life. And that's what you usually see, those people that are just they just swear they're always right. They cannot take any form of criticism, you know, constructive or otherwise. Yeah, it's like a different, they're just like a different kind of people. They're very
Yeah,
unique.
and it's like having yes men all around you.
Yeah.
Think about it, because you said they're never gonna tell you anything, and if they supposedly are supposed to be, you know, good with you or whatever, then you're never gonna hear anything different or anything new, and that I think that's like super boring because if you get used to the same thing over and over again, then you're not really experiencing anything.
Well, it's like, for example, I haven't been misogynistic in 11 minutes, so I have to, of course, be misogynist. It's like women who post shit, and it's like they'll just have yes men in their comments. And it's
Oh, this guy.
insane to me because, I mean, women will say up and down that their friendships are so wholesome and, oh, boys are so violent with each other and stuff like that. But I've seen women talk shit about their, like, super close friends. Like, and it's so common. It's so common to see people just like someone leaves like a call or something and like it's just you and another girl, and that girl's just like, that bitch, that whore, I
I mean,
hate her.
honestly,
And they're just
that's
friends.
just women, though. That's
Well,
just women,
that's what I'm saying. That's like the, it's like
though.
because women are their own yes men. You like, it doesn't matter how ugly a woman is. That's not to say that if a
True.
woman's ugly, you're just gonna go to her comments and be like, ugly bitch. You're not, you know? I mean, maybe I should. But,
Oh, no.
you know, you're not gonna do that. But like also the fact that there's like these women that have like this, I don't know, I've certainly met women who have the confidence that they shouldn't have. Like they just talk to you in a certain way and demeanor. They're just talking down to you, and you're like the entire time you're like, you are disgusting. You, I.
That's what I, that's like one of the, my, I guess, call it pet peeves or something. When you know that they're not all that right. Like, you know, you've seen their insecurities and all that stuff. Like, basically at any point, you just turn around and just smack them, make them cry, right? You're like, why do you think you're like, I don't know, 20 out of 10 when you're normal at best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
Like,
it's
that's
insane.
what makes me mad. And I'm not saying I'm like a god or anything, right? But
You are, man.
I don't go around saying, oh, I'm better than you and all that stuff. Like, kind of like showing off. If anything, I'm just like, yeah, I'm handsome, but I don't tell anyone anything else.
Yeah, and I mean,
That makes sense. Like, I don't compare myself to anyone
like I
else.
said, it's cool to feel yourself. It's fine to feel yourself. I've met a lot of people who are very attractive. They're funny to be around, and they just feel like shit about themselves. And it's crazy. It's like there's like I've met people where it's like, how the hell do I have better confidence than you when I'm shorter than you, I'm fatter than you. I'm like I like the amount of times this person is capable of making me laugh is just insane. And it's like, how? Like, I don't get it. It's like you need more confidence. And there's people who just don't have it. But then the other end of the spectrum, I think, is a lot more harmful. Like a person who's overly humble is I'm gonna take any goddamn day over someone who's overly confident about themselves.
Really?
What?
Really?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm talking overly confident. Like, the...
No. I thought you said overly humble.
Yeah. Like, someone who's... I'll hang out with someone who's overly humble over someone who's overly... And I'm not saying overly humble like those
people. Oh, okay. No. I heard the opposite. My bad.
Yeah, I'll take someone who's overly humble over someone who's overly confident any day of the week.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
because
me too.
Those people, as sometimes it is a little frustrating to hear them putting themselves down and like, you know, you care about them, I'm sure. Or there's times when you don't even care about them, but you're just like, man, you're a good person. Why do you feel like this? Like, feel good about you. They never listen to you. And that's the frustrating part. Whereas the frustration of an overly confident person is most likely that they're usually insulting you, or the way that they act, the way that they like walk around, the way that they do things is just like... Like, it feels insulting. And a lot of times they know what they're doing. It's not just like people have told me, like, oh, it's just because you're just jealous. Like, I've had people tell me that about, like, those kinds of people. And it's like, no, it's just that, like, how many people have you met that just go into a room? And this happened. I mean, I think I may have told you about it. When we're at school one time and this chick just walked in and she was like, yeah, I'm the prettiest in this room. And it's like.
Oh, hell no. And as soon as you said that, you messed up.
And it's like,
sit down, kid.
Yeah, I don't know about...
Like, you're a little boy to me.
It's like, there's no way you can say that with, like, a straight face. And just...
That's like, not even cool, bro.
That's insane. You're... I don't know. I can't even, like, wrap my head around that. Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't... Yeah, those people are annoying as hell, dude.
And it's... I was talking not just astrology is frustrating, but I think the more extreme door after that, like the more extreme level of that, it's like those people who are like they believe in like paganism, right? And like gods and rituals and shit like that. Or even women I've met, I used to think it was like flat earthers, right? Like you don't think they're real. Because it's like, oh, you just see it in like comments and stuff. And it's like, I think it's just trolling. It's not real. He's not a real person. But
not a real person.
I mean, I made not this thing up.
They're in my head. They're in my head.
No.
Oh man.
No, it's like a like you meet people like that, and suddenly you're like, oh, you're not kidding. Like, you know what I mean? Like I
Yeah.
An example of this, again, I don't know, I've met only one person like this in real life. I don't know if you've met someone like this before, but I met someone who swore up and down that she was like a real true born Satanist. Like she had you know, she would do rituals and stuff. And the thing is, whether you want to, you know, believe me or not, and that goes for anyone out there, I grew up with like my grandmother, and she was she believed in that stuff. And she was a practitioner of it, and she had like customers and stuff, and it drove me insane because at night, whether it be because she was acting it out or because there was actually demons there or whatever, I would hear like sounds in the middle of the night. I would see things move around, bump around the house. There was times when I would see shadows like moving around my walls, like not just. Like how it's
supposed to. I get you.
Yeah. And it's like something that genuinely traumatized me. And there's these kids, and I'm saying in the aspect of like, if there are demons, and if there are spirits that you are quote unquote controlling and, you know, calling upon or whatever the hell, what makes you think they aren't just gonna like hurt? Like, it's again going back to the same idea of. Why are you going to be getting mad at monotheism, the idea of there's one God, or even of other religions, and they're like, oh, yeah, religions are, like, violent or whatever. But then you're over here praising, like, demons and gods who are, like, their only lore is that children were sacrificed to them in the 1600s. I don't see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you know.
That. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's just like. Kill it. It's crazy, though. Like, there's people who will
finally make that. I see really crazy. Yeah, you just die the next.
What if I died? Because Baphomet just struck me down using his demon laser.
Damn, bro, that shadow's gonna strangle you, bro. I'll say.
That's not the only black thing I'll be choking on. You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
The what? Shadow has a massive cock. It's just extends. It's like 12 feet. Emmanuel can't handle it, bro.
Nigga, that's Vlad the Impaler. He just runs my entire body through with a penis, a shadow penis.
Oh, God. You see that? You remember that movie, the scary movie, the one where they make fun of, you know, Scream?
Yeah.
The black dude is in the stall, and he's just like, do that again? Yeah, it's gonna happen to you, dude.
He's like, do it again. It's just a knife.
That's gonna happen to you, bro.
Man, oh, I ain't had no brain. I'd be doing that shit with my mouth, not my ear. Come on, man. You can't waste a perfectly good meal.
Alright, pretend I didn't. Work. Hear that? All right.
But yeah, it's something that I've been seeing more and more lately of people that are like just having this idea, and I've had girls telling me that it's like, no, it's like ironic. It's like because they're atheists and they're just showing you how stupid it is, and it's like, but I don't think so. I think that there's people who genuinely believe that they're witches. I genuinely believe that because, I've met these kinds of women, and unless they were doing a very well-scripted, acted, and done bit, I think they meant it. I think that, this person genuinely believed this, and it's crazy that... It's just, like, I understand the idea of, like, I would prefer that over Christianity or Catholicism, right? I understand that idea because, of course, you know, Catholics and, you know, there's pedophilia and, like, the Vatican and all stuff. It's insane how much there is. And in Christianity, in, like, not as much because there's not a Vatican, but in the local area, there is also pedophilia. I mean, that just has to do with ideas of and senses of community. Pedophiles are attracted to that. But is it really, like, I don't, again... When you like research into the shit that like they'll talk about and stuff like that, it's like history of just like, for example, some chick that told me like, oh yeah, I praise this god or whatever, and she showed me she had a shrine, and you do research into him and it's like, yeah, it's like the patron of rape. I mean, listen, man, you know what, I do hope you get raped.
Go ahead and meet your god, go for it.
Go for it. How about I let you meet her, him or her sooner, you know?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. What are you trying to say? All right, guys. Fair warning, he's a little fucked in the head sometimes.
Sometimes.
This is one of those times. This is one of those times.
It's like, listen, it's like the N-word. It's like, oh, I have black friends, right? It's like, if I'm around them and, you know, oh, you have the N, like, I'll say the N word. It's fine. It's like, if I'm black, I can say the N word, right? Well, if right. I've been,
oh,
black,
no.
I can rape. Automatically, because of that, you know, that's just how it works.
True.
It just works. Yeah.
True, because the people can say, you never experienced rape.
Exactly. It's like, and then, you know what annoys me when people say it's about power? It's like, no, I also wanted to nut. I also wanted to bust. I mean, you know, it's just.
What? All right, bro.
Moving on.
Slow down there, buddy. Anyways, she was saying. I wanted to know.
Yeah, that was basically it. That was the only note I had written down on my phone. Astrology. It was a single word. So I don't know. What is there anything you want to talk about, my fellow American? my fellow African American?
Women's rights. Just kidding.
Why we should revoke them?
Yes. I mean, no. Oh, wait. Alright, how about this? Do you have any, like, terrible work experiences?
Yes, several. Well, I don't know if, I mean, I've told you this, but, you know, I don't think I've told the story on my one episode of the podcast. You know, there's just so much footage to look behind. I couldn't possibly remember.
No, my life. My life is so filled.
well, you know. My father has like his own like a construction company.
Yeah.
It's not a construction company. It's like we ship construction material, wood, ceramic, that kind of stuff. Sometimes plumbing, and yeah, that's basically it. And so for a while I worked there, and it's like it's all Excel, like you use Excel on like laptops, or like these people use their phones. It depends on what you like. That's really all you're doing. You're just printing out Excel sheets and you're just verifying them, and you print out the Excel sheet and you put it on the shipping package so that the person who's like handling it verifies it. I was a verifier, and I sometimes would drive with the driver. And so because of that, I would get to drive, like, I don't think I ever drove farther than Cloudcroft. I think that's the farthest I've ever driven with like another like older guy. Keep in mind, I was like 16, 15 at the time. I never thought about how weird that would be until one day I remember there was a guy who never showered, and he even told me, he's like, and it's like this old ass, like old man, like, I mean, not old in the sense that this nigga's like 80, he's probably in like early 50s, early 60s or whatever, but he just looked old, man. Like, he couldn't walk. Whenever he had to open up his truck, I would hear him like screaming from the inside of the truck. That's how bad.
Just finished sweating, bro. Let him alone.
Like, he smelled like shit. I could tell he never showered. The only times he would wash his hands is with wipes that he would have, but that's the only clean part of his body. So it's insane how different the coloration of his skin was from his forearm to his hand.
It's like.
I can't even describe how clear his hands were. His hands were the only clean part of his body, right? He never brushed his teeth. And, of course, I was in the truck with him. Like a truck. And I had to smell this bastard's body from here to Cloudcroft. And it's like a 3-hour, you know, like a 3-hour-ish, 4-hour-ish drive. And yeah, it wasn't good. At one point, we stop at like a pit stop or whatever, at like a Flying J.
Wait, you were with your dad or you just you?
It's just me. It's just me. And it's...
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible. Yeah, oh, God.
So it's gross. And again, that wouldn't happen. I was underage at the time, but it's because I'm his son. I'm my dad's son. So he's like, yeah, whatever, you know. Keep in mind, also, at this point, my parents also didn't trust me very much with money. So I was either... I think I was either getting paid not much at all or not much.
Nothing.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Like at all. $0. So either I was getting a $100 paycheck maybe, or $200, or $0. Yeah. So I had to go through that for either almost nothing or nothing. And what I remember distinctly, I think the worst experience is that he told me that he wears diapers, and I...
Oh God, bro. No wonder you said...
I thought he was joking. Because he was a funny guy. Like, he was funny. The only bad experience is that I had to keep the window rolled down. And keep in mind, this happened around, like, October. Maybe September. So it wasn't that cold. But in Cloudcroft, it's getting colder. So once we started getting closer over there, it started feeling chilly, and I had to keep the fucking window rolled down. And I didn't have, like, much of a jacket. I think I had, like a sweater. And so it was cold, and he would, like, get mad at me for opening the window. But it's because this motherfucker smelled like shit. So anyways, the last 30 minutes, I'm telling him, like, he tells me, like, oh, I got to use the restroom. And I'm like, oh, like, let's stop. Like, there's like a, you know, like I'd driven there with my dad to fish and stuff. So I knew some of like certain areas. So I'm telling him, like, oh, okay, let's just like park over here. It's like a, I don't know, like restaurant. There's like one specific like a gasoline station where the like the owners clean the restroom almost every day. And I mean, I was telling him about it, like, oh, we could just go there, it's like really comfortable. I mean, I'm sure the guy didn't give a fuck about cleanliness, right? But you know, I'm just like trying to convince him, right? Like talking into it, and I remember just him being like, oh no, it's fine. And he just like he just jumps out. And the thing is, I think he noticed that I was bothered by it, but he just went behind like a tree. He stood there leaning on the tree for like 10 minutes and then he like walked further into the woods and he came back. And then he smelled like shit for like 5 minutes and then it just didn't smell like shit at all. So what I think what I think he did, and I'm pretty sure that's what he did, is that I think he noticed that I was bothered by it. So he's like, all right, I'm going to give this kid a break. So instead of shitting in my, you know, trailer like I usually do, I'm just going to walk out, shit in the woods, and then just throw away the diaper or take it off and then throw it out over there. And it smelled like shit for like 5 minutes, but afterwards the smell went away. So that's why I think, I'm pretty goddamn sure that's what he did. And I don't think he was wearing a diaper.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, that's like the worst experience I've ever had, and that's just because I hate that, like those kinds of situations where it's like, well, I didn't have to deal with this, like I wasn't,
you know. Yeah. Well, man, that sounds so bad. You're just there, in the trailer with an old guy.
Yeah.
That smells like funky.
And the thing is, I'm not supposed to help them, and because he was so old, I like felt bad, dude. Like he was like, he would like old man walk around like the truck. He like had trouble getting on it and off it. I don't even know how he still had his job.
Because he smelled like shit. No one wanted to get close to him.
The doctor's like gonna take his physical. He's like, oh, actually, you're fine. I can tell from right here. You're fine. You're good. You're in working order. Go on, get out of here.
They just throw like, I don't know, bro. They just throw him wipes from distance. They start launching that shit with the t-shirt cannon. He just
fucking hitting him all over the goddamn torso.
Nah, you spray him with hand sanitizer, bro.
That just felt bad, and it was weird. And his hair was like greasy as hell, man. Like that's how you can tell, like usually that someone doesn't shower is how their hair is, and he had like long ass on. I don't know, it's just it's yeah it wasn't a fun experience. I think it still works there. I might ask my dad.
Oh really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does, unless he like finally got too old for it.
I'm tired, bro,
because that happened. I was still in high school, so
3 years ago, 2 years ago,
somewhere around there. But I was still working, so sophomore year maybe. Yeah, a while ago. But I lost my dad. But yeah, that was bad. I don't know. Honestly, his trailer just smelled like ass. Like it didn't smell like. It just smelled like ass. That's the problem. And the thing is, when you're in the restroom shitting, that's like a fine smell because it's your own smell. But the second someone else starts doing it, it's like disgusting. So yeah, it's that experience, but just in a truck for 3 hours. The good thing is that he had to stay, you know, like to, I don't know why he had to stay. He said he had to stay for some reason or other. So I just kind of like got on a bus.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually a lot easier than I thought, because here's the thing, I didn't think about how weird it was to be sitting with an old man, but when it hits you is like when he's like, he was like, oh yeah, I'll check out a motel, it's like, oh hell no, I'm not staying overnight with another man, that's weird. Like that's like a completely different, to me that was a completely different experience over just being like in a car with some dude. Because, I mean, it's his job. He's doing his goddamn job. And even if it's some pedophile or some, you know, like some gay dude, it's like, well, what is he going to do? Rape me and expect me not to say anything when I'm like the son of the guy who's sending him out here? You know what I mean? I mean,
that's a kind of a positive way of seeing it.
I mean, that's the way I saw it, but
it's... Oh, no, bro. You are 3 hours away from where you're supposed to...
From any and all help. I mean, it's just... Listen, now, would I do it now? No, I'm just saying, would I do it now? No, but at the time, I didn't see an issue with it. It hit me.
When he was like,
oh, yeah, I guess we just gotta rent a hotel. We just have to. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll leave.
Damn, dude.
It was actually not that hard to find buses returning because a lot of people go from where we are now to there very often. So they were just like, oh, you can just take a returning bus. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I don't have anything with me. Although I will say, one thing that the guy did that was nice is that he bought both of us breakfast like twice. Not breakfast, but like food, you know, like... on like pizzas and stuff, like he bought us breakfast because it happened early, and then he bought food like at a gas station. So I mean, again, the guy was true. The guy was chill, but yeah, that was just yeah.
Well, I mean, experience is worse than mine for sure. My mind was just like, oh, I spent 2 hours doing something. For it to be taken away from me and given to another person without any explanation at all.
Actually, I mean, we had that. It happened to me in yearbook a lot. When we had a yearbook together where I would be working on something and he'd just be like, ah, you're taking too long. And he'd give it to someone else.
Oh, yeah.
That person would work on it for like a month. And it's like, I was about to finish. Like, what?
I don't know. Yearbook was... It was interesting. It was an interesting
just
class.
People, just the people in the goddamn.
Yeah, the people were pretty weird. You know, but that happened to me. And that's when I lost my cool, you know?
Yeah.
Because the way it was is I had to do a bunch of calls, right?
Yeah.
Find out the specific information. Once I found it, by the way, I had to do some detective work because the people that were supposed to give me the information were not that smart. And they didn't even have the correct information themselves. So, yeah. So what ended up happening is like, you know what? I was like, you're retarded. I'm just gonna do this on my own. I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him that, obviously.
Right.
But I was like, ah, people are dumb. So what ended up happening after two and something hours, some guy, or like my team leader, because they're like teams, is like, you know what, just give it to her. She's been working out hours. She's calling the dude that I already called, so she's already doing step one, right? I already did 5 other steps. So after step one, I did 4 steps that I had to do on my own because there was no direction. Mm-hmm. And for him to just be like, oh, okay, yeah, give it to her. I was like mad at the same time. I was really mad, like, spent a lot of time, right? Could have done like 4 other jobs, like, of these things in that time. But at the same time, I was kind of glad because I was like, I know the answer. I know she's not going to find the answer though, so good luck, kid. I was like, you know what? I figured it out, but when that happened to me, I was really pissed. And what ended up happening the next day is I got to top 15 of like the whole. Of my little department thing, right? Top 15 of employees.
Yeah.
And I did it just so they can never be like, oh, you need to step up your game. And I'm like, if they ask me that, I'm going to say no, because when I want to, you guys are just going to give my work to someone else. Right? And if they were to ask me, why don't you step up your game? I have 2 things. One, I could say I don't want to because you're going to give my credit to someone else. And 2, I could say I'm not bad. There's like a lot of people that are below me, like a lot of people. I could just say, focus on them. They're wasting time with me. Like, I'm good. Just focus on them, you know?
I mean, the thing is, my story is just gross. Your story is like genuinely frustrating. Those kinds of situations, I think, are they happen too often, in my opinion, in like the workplace. And I even have stories like those, but they've never been that bad. I think when it frustrated me is when the person that they give their credit to did a shittier job at it, and the only reason why they like get are getting credit is because the other person didn't want to give you the extra like 15 minutes to finish your damn thing.
It's not, it's just that I didn't get an explanation. I asked him, why are you gonna give this to her when I'm already done? And he didn't give me an explanation. He just said, I already did that. I already did that. So why are you gonna give her the thing, right? Like, I'm already done. Just let me finish it. And it's just, you know, like, okay, cool. I'll let her waste time. I'll let him waste time. I'll just move on. And then I like build my backup just in case.
I think it's
And I already did.
you're a prideful person, so like, you know, that's why you did it. But like let's say for example that for whatever reason you were like in already like your job was already endangered, and something like that happens, and it's like, why? Because that's only putting you deeper down the hole of like shit, you know, like what if like some reports
That's
even come
true.
about me? It sucks.
That's true.
It's really frustrating
If
because
that
it's
were to
like,
happen, I obviously wouldn't let it go.
yeah, I mean, yeah, for
But I
sure.
mean, I also wouldn't. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that in order to get in that position, you have to like have done it to yourself, right? I mean, there's a possibility where like you were slacking off hard for weeks, and only when it's endangered you start doing work, but it's already too late because of, you know, unlucky or your task gets given to someone else. So, I mean, it sucks, but the fact that you got in that position yourself is kind of like your fault. It's not entirely your fault, as in that, you know, you get fired, but you kind of did kind of put yourself in that hole by not doing anything for 2 weeks. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, but like I said, it like it happens
Oh,
super,
yeah, it does
yeah, it
happen, though.
happens very
Yeah.
often, and it's like not even with just you, it happened to, you know, to my girlfriend as well. I mean, it's happened to friends of mine, and it's like it's just the idea of like your team leaders. It's always a team leader. It's always like a manager, a supervisor. It's always someone who swears that they have the right idea and they know how to do it. And it's like, well, because of this, now you just prolong the problem. Like, that's it. That's all you did. You didn't fix it. You didn't like make it more efficient. All you did was prolong how long this is gonna take to fix. And that's up to you. That's your issue. And when they go fill out a report about it, because someone higher up than them got mad about it, they're gonna blame you and not themselves for that. That's the frustrating part to me. I don't know. It's.
And that's why I'm pretty sure I can't get blamed for that.
Which is smart. I mean, yeah, that's also kind of an alpha move of like, oh damn, you thought I couldn't do this? Well,
Oh, you're trying to blame me for something that I was already doing? Okay, cool. So remind me again when you gave me that explanation. Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay, cool. Your Honor, he's retarded. Your Honor, he's
yo, he's
dumb.
gay. Yo, he's gay. Yo.
Oh, this guy sucks. Sad. Guy's so sad.
Yeah, I mean,
But yeah.
especially in this day and age, I feel like it's also a lot easier for you to like defend yourself against bullshit claims. Like my dad will tell me stories of like, oh yeah, I used to work at like a factory, and like they thought that I was slacking off, so he just fired me. It's like, were you slacking off? No. Oh, I. And it's like now you don't have like now you can just record what they tell you. You can just like defend yourself.
And
You
I
can.
mean, I'm using their own system against them, which, my case, it's they have points and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or numbers that tell you, like, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to meet every week, right? And stuff like that. So that's why I'm like, if I meet the bare minimum, I'm only going for the bare minimum now. There's no point in me, going over, like, you know, I'm trying to exceed. Because I'm not gonna, honestly, I'm not trying to get promoted. If anything like that, it's only gonna be probably $1 more. And by the time that happens, I'd rather spend my energy trying to get another job. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
So.
especially in this, I feel like, well, in this economy, it's always better to have like a financial stability, but it's also like
If you can branch yourself out, I think that's always better over than just moving up in like a job where like the move up isn't that good. It's like there's people who get a job because it's all that's available to them right now or because of the situation, but then like you don't want to move up there because it's not like you love doing it. It's what was available. You don't want to move up in like an I guess kind of situation, right?
Sometimes you can't afford it though. Like you really can't, like you were saying.
Yeah, well, right now people need jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I plan to get out of this one if I can as fast as possible. If I'm thinking the right way, I should be able to. Like some people can't because you know that bills to pay. And it's the only stable source of income. And every single time you're trying to go for another job or stuff, it is kind of risky. You know? That's the only way I could kind of see people not wanting to do that.
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, I would prefer to, like, look up to think bigger things because then you're going to end up like those GameStop employees that are there and they're, like, 40. Like, and it's yep. Like, you've been employed since, like, late 90s? Damn. It's kind of... lame.
And a while, bro. Yep. Like, damn, you have
right.
Speaking of which, everyone else in my job
right.
has had like insane amount of years of doing the same thing, right? And here I am thinking, man, this must hit rock bottom. Like, okay, like, don't get me wrong. You're getting money, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 18. Hey, by the way, I'm 18, guys, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but,
guys, if y'all are trying to
I'm 18. So, I'm kind of like a young boy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm making the same amount of money as these 40, 30-year-olds, you know what I'm saying?
And I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, don't make fun of those people because, like, what if they didn't have schooling? It's like, that has nothing to do with schooling, man.
Like, that really doesn't.
It doesn't because it's like
it doesn't.
Like I like especially like I remember someone told me that it's like oh, like what if like oh what if that person had like issues because of like their situation and it's like what they were a pedophile and so they had to work at a call center like that's like if people like. Some guy was like, don't make fun of people working at call centers. It's like, first of all, every single person who's told me that they've worked at a call center, they've told me like, oh yeah, there's like three pedophiles there. It's like...
Hey, Manuel, I work at a call center.
I'm not a pedophile. I'm a rapist. It's different.
He writes down on his notes, he's a pedophile. He's a rapist.
The FBI agent. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very
interesting. Very nice.
I mean, it has. It's just, it's not, and I'm not. I mean, of course, you're not gonna make fun of someone if they like where they're at. If they,
find, oh yeah, obviously.
If they find like a certain balance about it, but it's at the same time, there's people who are bitter about it. Like they're like, oh, this fucking job. It's like you could have just gotten another job and done much better. Like that's
your fault. You could have tried to do something else.
Oh yeah, and it's like again, like I said, there's a difference between comfort. And just, you know, just being there, being in your own bubble, you like it. You know what? Maybe you like the money. Maybe it's all the money you need. But then there's just people who are like, just bitching about it the entire time. Like, I fucking hate this job. And like, I don't know if you've ever.
Are you stay there? Oh, like, dude. Yeah. Are you going to talk about like Chuck E. Cheese and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We had a, like a work. What is it? What was it called? Like a work. What is it called? The program at our school.
Job fair?
Work business. I don't know. What is it called? I don't know. Something. It's just there was a period where you could just go to work, basically.
Oh, yeah. Work there.
Yeah. And that was basically all you had. And there was, I mean, a lot of the people. Well, I will be referring to actually listen to this. Just know that I love you all.
We're not talking shit. We swear.
it's just like not even them. I mean,
You know what I'm talking? Like, there's people who are just straight up,
Yeah.
like, they just be like, I hate it. They don't give me hours. They don't pay me money. And it's like, oh, so why don't you look for another job? I want to, you know, it's just, I like the people there. You know, it's like, bruh. It's like, there where you're like, I hate it. It's gonna make me want to kill myself. It's like, oh, you know, why don't you rather work? Some, oh, well, you know, the people there. You know, it's like my friends, and it's like, you stupid fuck. Why would you submit yourself to that? And like, they're like specifically those people that would like just cry, literally cry about it. And it's like, if it's that bad, then move on, man. Like, if it's like impairing your ability to feel emotions, leave. It's not that hard. I don't think it's that hard, at least.
One in the comments. It is really hard. Listen, man. Oh, it's not. It's okay.
I mean, and also the
But
options were limited as well. I mean, what did they have? It was Chuck E. Cheese or what else? It was either Chuck E. Cheese or
or like inside Chuck E. Cheese, or
like, what did the
are you
school
talking
offer?
about
Like, what did the school
the
offer?
lawyer?
Yeah, it was like two completely different.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure they could. The way it was working, Emmanuel, is that you can find whatever job they want,
Right.
as long as it, as long as the job place approves, you know, it gives them, oh yeah, I'm gonna only be able to go here these certain hours.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, like you know, my significant other worked at TFCU and stuff, and I like I'm just saying because like there were like two main groups of people,
Yeah,
and
for
they
Loyola or the Chuck E.
both
Cheese.
equally complained about it.
Really?
Neither. Oh yeah, the people who
Oh
worked
my
at Fred,
God.
people who worked at Fred Loyola would be like, it's just that they just make me like sort papers and shit, and the people at Chuck E. Cheese were like, it's so busy and the management hates me, and the people at
What
Fred
word
Loyola.
sleep?
And the people at Fred Loya would be like, I hate it. I never actually get to do anything important. They don't
By
pay
the
enough
way, guys,
money. And then it's like, yeah,
if you guys plan on going Chuck E. Cheese, don't. If you have pride, if you have a thing called pride, don't go there.
the only cool thing about working at a pizza place is that if there's a fuck up pizza, you can eat it. But now from my brother told me they used to let you do that, but actually like now they make you give the customer both pizzas.
Oh,
Like the
really?
yeah, the fuck. Well, he works at Domino's, not at Chuck E. Cheese, so I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
thinking.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, that's an actual pizza. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is known for their pizza. Man, get out of here.
It was fine. I tried it. I tried it. It was okay. It was
It's
enough.
okay.
It's
It's
just
not
the
that
pictures people
good.
were hyping it up for me. I think that's why I was expecting like some Grimaldi's type
Here, but
shit.
before it's at homeboy.
Yeah, you know what,
Oh,
man?
but.
We reached Oh, actually, Q1.
I was gonna say, one thing that makes me mad,
Right.
those kinds of people, when they say that, like, okay, I get the fact that money, makes them, you know, motivated and stuff. But if you complain, this happens for, like, I don't know, like, minimum wage jobs, wage jobs. Because I have a friend, I worked at McDonald's, and he complains a lot, right? Like a lot. It's not like to extent where, you know, our other friends that we had that they worked at, you know, like, you know, it's not that bad of a complaint, but it's still complaining, and to me it's annoying because they'll complain whole week, like whole week, every week, and then when they get paid, they're like, oh, maybe I can do this a little bit more. So it's like. But to me, it's like if money is really your only way of like
Feeling
staying
emotions.
there, or like, yeah, or being driven, you know, to go there, and deal with all that pain, then it's not really good, especially when you're not making as much as you should be,
Well, I
or the
remember.
amount of effort you're being put in, you know? Something.
Yeah, well, it's like I made a joke about that. I don't know if I remember when I told you that I went into stand up. Like, I went to like a Zoom call on stand up, and like, I did like
Oh,
five
yeah.
minutes of like, yeah. One of my jokes was that it's like. That there's like all these people that like they swear they're like hustlers and all that shit, but they're the first people that you'll see them crying until they see the goddamn paycheck and they're like, "Yes, daddy, I've always been your bottom dollar bitch. I've always been your bottom dollar hoe. Put me out in the streets again. put me out, and then 3 days pass, and you start crying again. that's what they're like. You're like getting pimped out. That's really all that's happening. And I mean, it might sound like a bit of a like an idiosyncratic argument to make or something stupid, but it's true. It's like that is kind of what you're doing. You're kind of like just letting money be your drive. And it's like, why do you think there's so many people that feel horrendous after working for like a couple of months or a couple of weeks? Because of that. Because their only reprieve from any of that is that they get to see a paycheck. Yeah. And then the first thing they do is spend it. Like, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I can't live like that. Like, it's not.
I can't either.
Yeah, it would drive me insane. Yeah, man. We've done 55 minutes. I have another 5 minutes on the other thing where it was just me alone. So, yeah, man. Thanks for coming up on my podcast. Am I pod?
Podcast?
My podcast.
That was Pat. It's cute.
Man, I hate your ass.